B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What are Patriots players saying about their quarterback? And I know they still think of him as their quarterback and his situation.
Well, Wendy, I think this story would sum it up. I was speaking with receiver Philip Dorsett the other day, and I said, have you been following Tom Brady's free agent status? And his answer to me was, well, how can you not? Every time I turn on the TV, that's all anyone is talking about. And Dorsett said, look, it's going to be hard to envision Tom in any other uniform, but at the same time, he's going to look out for his best interests. And then you talk to other free agents in Philip Dorsett's situation, like Kyle Van Noy and Ted Karras, and they say, we sort of feel like maybe we're on hold a little bit because we know the Patriots are dealing with Tom Brady first and foremost.
Who is that, James Earl Jones? I recognize that voice. Who was that? Mike Reese. Oh, that's your buddy Mike Reese. My buddy, too. Love Mike Reese.
James Earl Jones would sound like that.
That was scary close.
God, he always plays a high-up ranking war guy in a movie. It's always awesome.
James Earl Jones does?
Yes.
Yes, except for Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Not a high-up ranking war guy. You all right?
What are you tapping?
He wasn't tapping anything. It was me. It was this.
I hear a cat like purring.
Oh, this is me. Oh, drumming my fingers very quickly. So Mike Reese says everything's on hold while they figure out what's going to go on with Brady.
Ooh, that sucks. That sucks for guys like Karras, Tooney, and those guys.
Right?
Because think about it. Patriots are probably going to them too. Hey, just give us a second here. We got to figure out what we're doing with Tom. Meaning, if we're close and we're going to go back for it and reload. Well, you're going to want certain guys back. You know, you're going to want McCourty. You're going to want his brother back. You're going to maybe want Karras back. I think Tooney's going to cost too much. But it could affect a guy like Karras because Karras isn't like the top of the line type guard. So if his team's trying to stockpile their rosters now and Karras is on delay waiting for Brady, that could hurt a guy like Karras. And what stuck out there for me too with Philip Dorsett, what he said, Tom's got to do what's in the best interest of himself and his family. Wait a minute. What's in the best interest of for him is to stay here and win. Because that's where you got the best chance to win. You get the best coach. You get the best offense coordinator. You get the best owner. You get the best fan base. If you come back, you will be compensated. You've had good players around you. They tried to get you AB. You had the best tight end in football for 9 years. You got a damn good slot guys. You've had Amendola. You've had Welker. You've had Julian. Get James White. You got Burkhead. We've tried to get you people. So what's best for Tom is really not to go to Tampa. Hang out with a paint drinker down there. Oh, Tom, what do you want to do? You want to run practice tonight? Go ahead.
Make sure you get a TV 12.
TV 12. He literally ride a little horsey.
So Reese says there's an air of uncertainty, and these are the top questions that remain unanswered. Number one, how far is Bill Belichick willing to go financially / annually / emotionally to bring back Tom Brady? So how far financially do you think the Patriots would be willing to go?
I think they go 1 for 25. I think Bill, and I told you this yesterday at the end of our show, I think the problem is Bill wants 1 year with Tom, develop Stidham another year, and then we'll make the change, and Tom, you can retire. Let's go for it one more year. Meaning, you know, not just come back and play for another year, but let's go load up for a year. Let's send you out with a ring. But Brady negotiated himself out of that.
So that answers the financially and annually. 1 year, 25.
Brady wants two now. Two or three.
If he comes back for one.
Reese said 5 for $125.
I don't know where that came from. I don't know what he's talking
because about. Because you could do the guaranteed money, like a $50 million guarantee or $60 million.
And just kick it all down the road. And yeah. No expectation that he's going to play for more than two or three of them.
Right.
Emotionally, how far is Bill Belichick willing to go emotionally to bring back Tom Brady? I would say Belichick's answer to that would be, what the hell are you talking about? This isn't emotional.
And I don't think this is emotional.
There's no emotions involved.
This is business.
It's a business and football decision.
See, what you're starting to see is this is how Bill negotiates. He doesn't do it publicly. All right. Yep. Test it out. Come back. We'll talk. And the ownership is staying out of it. And I credit them for that. I credit them for that because I think it bugs them. I think it makes them, not bugs them, bad words, bad word choice by me. I think it makes
worries
them. Do you sleep at night? Are there things that worry you? If I was them, I would not sleep well at night. You know you're in good hands with the coach. You know you're going to have a good football team regardless. This guy put it in your pocket. This guy. You say Patriots, what do you think of right away, Brady?
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Yeah. Bill Belichick's still here. You're worried that, A, you're not going to have Tom Brady, B, that he's going to play for someone else, and C, there are going to be hard feelings on his way out the door. They don't want that.
No.
You see the flying
I don't
Elvis.
Think Brady's going to speak ill of the Patriots or of ownership or of, you know, the coach even in the short term and maybe even in the long term. But stuff gets out, as we all know. How much does Brady want to return? That's the last unanswered question that Mike Reese has. How much does Brady want to return?
It's a great question. I start to think he doesn't. It's like 50-50 for me.
And for that...
Serious. I mean, we're 7 days away. If Brady wanted to return, they want him back. The deal's done by now.
For that, it's really as much about what Brady wants and how much Bill wants him back. And for that, we go to Karen Garrigan, who writes in the Boston Herald, does Bill Belichick want Tom Brady back? Opening salvos say... No. Tom Brady Sr. predicted a messy divorce between the Patriots and his son. That was 5 years ago.
It was 2014 at the Super Bowl in Arizona.
Right now, Belichick doesn't want Brady. Maybe he hasn't uttered the words, but that's the message his actions are conveying. Playing hardball, removing the emotion from all situations, that's been Belichick's mantra for doing what's best for the team. It's part of why he's so successful. That's why kicking his six-time Super Bowl winner to the curb and treating him like one of the rank and file fits with Belichick's profile.
You got a problem.
See?
You got a problem with going with this, don't you?
I hate it. I hate it. He's not rank and file. I don't think it would be that hard for him to come out like Sean Payton did with Drew Brees and be like, yeah, Brady's can be the quarterback for the Patriots as long as he wants to be. Because did I miss something? Was Brady that bad last year, or did you not surround him with weapons? It's not like he fell off a cliff like Peyton Manning
did
and
was
throwing like paint cans out there. Get him some weapons and let's go. And if you're taking the emotion out of it, isn't he your best option to win next year?
Zoe doesn't think you can do that money-wise. And I'm sure they could figure out...
You can sign him.
You can sign him.
He got no money for money.
You got no money for weapons.
Nothing.
You're going to have to deplete the defense in order to do it.
You'd have to make trades. You're not getting a top level guy. You're like a middle level guy. Now, if you tell me they're in on Amari Cooper, then maybe they are loading up and going for it. There's some of that rumbling out there. That'd be neat. I'd take Cooper.
I'd like
here.
That.
This is to me where it kind of breaks down. Number one, you know, Karen writes that it's about doing what's best for the team, but also Belichick being Belichick and treating Brady like any other player. Well, it's not best for the team to just treat this as business as usual because we're talking about the most important position on the team. So those two things don't exactly go in concert with each other. But the other part is this whole idea of Bill Belichick and the Patriots presenting their offer to Tom Brady last August, and now Belichick treating it as though, well, we made you the offer. That's it. That's what the offer is, and this is how we do business. Aren't there negotiations that go on with every other team I know, but even with the Patriots? Don't you have some back and forth? You want this. I want to give you that.
Oh, free agency.
Then we meet somewhere in the middle.
They come to you and recruit you. They come to you. Hey, we got this.
So this whole idea that they offered him something last August, though, and he said no, and they came to some other agreement to finish off this season, does that mean that's the end of it? Of course not. I mean, what planet are you living on if you think that...
You go back to last year, that spin.
Yeah.
That's their typical spin, like the Walker. Well, you'd have more money if you stayed here permanent, you know, as opposed to Denver.
So This is what is going to bother me, McCone, is if they end up treating Brady like Wes Welker.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I loved Wes Welker. And I wanted Welker to stick around. They made the right call on that. It's very difficult to convince me that they're making the right call on moving on from Brady with only Jared Stidham there to take his place.
There's no way you're a better team next year if Stidham's your starting quarterback. And then you wonder, too, like in terms of bringing McCourty back, is McCourty going to take a hometown discount if Jared Stidham's your starting quarterback next year?
That's a good point.
Why am I coming back for that?
Right. He and his brother are going to decide to stick around and, you know, both play under sweetheart deals so that, you know, Jared Stidham can be
the guy leading
the team on the other side of the ball.
What are you so pissed at, McCone?
Just like bring him back. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
This is the most emotion I've seen out of you in 4 years. This is great.
It's frustrating. I don't understand it.
What do you do on air? Like when you read the prompter and like you're doing the Brady reports, do you get this angry
when it's
on
coronavirus?
Air?
Very serious.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
We will. All right. So what do you think? The unanswered questions for the Patriots, what Brady is thinking, and is the deal that the Patriots gave to him, that's it. Take it or leave it. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who do I have over here? TV12 master?
Make sure you
have TV12. TV12 man over here in a horsey?
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life.
Vivi Lecky.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain.
Vivi, espera aí, meu amor.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
All right. That's Giselle. They're on vacation. They're riding horses.
So to the bigger point, you get used to it is the real thing here we're talking about.
Get used to what?
Her delivery.
The voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Billy Lanny comes in every day.
Yeah.
Like, whatever guy. You know? I'm busting on my car, busting my chops. You know? You get used to his delivery.
Yeah.
And his accent. And that.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tom is used to that on a regular basis.
It's the volume, I think, that would bother me. Because the raspiness in her voice indicates to me that there's a lot of yelling that
she
goes
smoke?
On. She used to.
Yeah, that's
she's talked about it.
Jim, do you have the
Vivi, espera aí, meu amor.
Something love. We need someone who speaks. I'm guessing that's Portuguese.
Vivi, spread it out a little more. No, because Vivi was the out in front ahead of Ben.
Is that? I thought she was speaking a different language.
No, Vivi was. I think she was getting away from the
pack.
Oh
my God, we need to listen to it again.
Tom was trying to fixate his hat.
I thought
sure
something
the
more,
on.
And more, you know, it's
I think
variations
said
of it mean love.
Yeah. Vivi, spread it out more.
Many languages.
I think she was saying espero, which is wait.
What about Brady?
Wait. Right, because she was getting Spanish. Away from the pack.
So now she's speaking Spanish,
oh,
too.
Thanks, Dora the Explorer. Jesus.
I wonder how many languages she speaks.
Vivi, espera aí, meu amor.
Yeah, she's not saying Vivi, spread it out a little more.
It does sound exotic.
You just like Billy Lanny.
You think he takes blue chew?
How long have they been married?
12.
Probably.
Make sure you get the TB12 hat.
Make sure you get the TB12 hat in there. Yeah, right there. Bang. Product sale. Look at you and your little horse. You look so cute. 43-year-old man on a horsey.
Intern Kyle, look up at how many languages Giselle speaks, please. English. I'm guessing English.
Brazilian and Portuguese. I just got it sent to me.
Oh, who told you that?
I had a buddy.
Okay, well, Brazilian is not a language.
It's not?
Oh, Portuguese. They speak Portuguese.
Oh, maybe it's Brazilian. Portuguese. It's not Brazil. He didn't text it Brazilian and Portuguese. It's Brazilian Portuguese.
Oh, Brazilian Portuguese as opposed to Portugal Portuguese.
I don't do this.
What? No.
I'll just convey it. Don't shoot the middleman. Okay?
Here. Look. Someone told me don't shoot the messenger last week. It didn't go well for them either.
Speaks English and she speaks Brazilian Portuguese. Oh, I've got more here. She was telling her daughter to wait up, my love. Good job, Tom.
Amor. Right. So Tom and I figured it out. He got the wait up part. I got the love part.
Vivi, espera aí, meu amor.
I'm kind of with Zoe. Spread it out a little more.
Spread it out a little more.
That's not what
she's saying.
McCone,
you ever tell anybody to spread it out a little more?
No.
What's the matter, Tim?
No.
You never did your mulch or your lime or your loam? You put your step four down on your grass? You spread it out a little more.
You want to hear some other? Oh, we got a ton of calls. Sorry, we got to do the calls here.
McCone's losing it today.
We have more audio from Pro Football Focus, but Jim, we're going to have to hold off on that. I want to take care of some of the calls.
Let's do some calls.
Is that okay?
People have been hanging.
Jim, who's our boss, but wants to...
He's interim.
I know.
Producer.
Well, the intern's got to start answering the phones for us to take a call.
Take the call!
What are you doing, Kyle? Were you looking up the languages that Giselle speaks?
I think the translator's calling in broke our phone system.
Probably. All right, good.
Good. I'm glad people
There's a lot of Portuguese speakers in Boston. We would like to know.
You ever eat linguiça?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God, it's delicious on pizza.
Yeah.
You go down the Fall River, Nat? Oh, man. Right, Jim? You got to get linguiça on your pizza.
Jim, I'm frozen in here. I'm trying to pull up Glenn on line one, and I can't.
I'll try it.
Oh.
Hi, Glenn.
Hello, this is Glenn. Glenn.
What's going on, Glenn?
I have a conspiracy theory. Give me 30 seconds.
Sure.
Okay. Bill, Ozzie Newsome, Nick Saban figured out something many years ago. 2 years ago, they said, Josh McDaniels, this is what we'll do. You got the offense, I got the defense, I'm old. You know, his junior will figure this out. Bill's getting on and on. Okay. Contract coming up. Josh McDaniel tried throwing it down his down his throat with Nick Caserio. Doesn't respect him as much, so on and so forth. Bobby K, Bill Belichick came up with this scenario. Okay, we're not going to pay you, but you can have free agency next year. And then that's how things are going. And Brady's taking it, you know, and he didn't necessarily want it, but he's going to have fun. That's what I got to say. Big fans, have a great day.
Thanks, Glenn.
I hope you understood me.
I understood where you said you had a conspiracy, and then you laid out everything what happened. I'm having trouble connecting the dots and where the conspiracy is. Anybody know? Nope.
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Tony in Holbrook here.
Yeah,
if you could pull
Tony.
Him up. Thanks. Tony, you're on with Marty.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tony.
I just really think that Brady gave us 6 great championships. He gave us memories that we'll never forget. But it's time to move on.
Well, who would you like to move on to?
Somebody new. I mean, bring on somebody that's going to lead the Patriots to the future.
If Tom Brady...
Looking at Brady, every time that somebody got near him last year, he hit the ground.
Yeah, he did. He took a lot of dives. Maybe we should have listened to the Pro Football Focus audio.
No, we'll do that next.
I don't know what all these other calls are because I'm frozen here. Does someone want to give us an exact translation on the Portuguese on one of these lines here, Jim?
Yeah, none of them are answered yet.
Are you guys
We can't use them yet.
Why, are they swearing?
I don't know. I really threw Kyle off with asking that one, what I thought was a pretty simple request of him.
We have to restart our system here.
It's crazy. Okay. When we get inundated with calls, it drops. Popular show. Uh-oh.
How many languages does Giselle speak? This, you know, we should be able to figure this out. Here we go. And I'm guessing 5. English, Portuguese, Spanish, French, Italian.
That's pretty good.
You think?
I got one on Twitter that says, she's saying, Vivi, come here, my love. You idiots. It's Portuguese, not Spanish. Okay. So there
she
you go.
Says all
no, no,
that.
No, no, no. So I got inside
BB,
knowledge.
Come here, my love, you idiots. It's got, Portuguese, not Spanish.
Yeah. I got an inside knowledge.
It's a rough translation
from a chef. He can't call because it's lunchtime and he's always cooking, but he listens to us all the time. He says it is Spanish, but it's sort of it's a Brazilian form of Spanish. Like it tweaks the language a little bit. He goes, I work with a lot. I work with people from Brazil. I work with people from Portugal. I work with people from Spain. And some of the language does mix. So that's all. Okay. Nobody's wrong here.
Okay. Pro Football Focus has some thoughts on Tom Brady. I want to get your thoughts on him, Zoe. And then what I really want your thoughts on... And it's not necessarily about Brady. It's about who would fit in with the Patriots. That's really what they're talking about. But what I really want your thoughts on are the proposed changes to the NFL rules for the 2020-21 season. We have to talk about these. So the Pro Football Focus thoughts on who would make a good quarterback in New England, and then some rule change talk all coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. Tim McComb with the Hub headlines here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
If he wants suddenly market value again, I probably don't want any part of that. In any other year, I would not want to get rid of him on the basis that there's no viable alternative. This year, given that he's now 42, he's started to show signs of decline again, and suddenly we're in this quarterback-rich marketplace in terms of free agent options. I would think seriously about using this as the opportunity to move on and get a replacement.
So who's your replacement? There's a lot of rumors.
Teddy.
So you're bringing Teddy into New England.
Tell me that's not a great fit.
Oh, I think it'd be a good fit.
Now, look, I'm not saying Teddy Bridgewater is Tom Brady, obviously. I am, though, saying that Teddy Bridgewater in that offense is a really nice fit. And whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Teddy, whether it's Tom Brady, or whether it's somebody else, they have to understand that they need to rebuild the weapons around him, right? So that's got to be their offseason plan anyway. So you give Teddy some decent weapons to play with. Their offensive line is not terrible, and that defense is good. I think that's a strategy that can win.
Pro Football Focus, Sam Munson, Steve Palazzolo talking about the idea of Teddy Bridgewater being the perfect fit here with the New England Patriots.
No.
Why not?
They said the market's going to be $31 million for him. No. If you're in on Bridgewater, you're way in on Brady.
All right, so he made about $7.5 million last year. He signed a one-year deal with the Saints.
Saints, by the way, tagged Taysom Hill with a first-round tender. Can negotiate with other teams, but they have a right to match it. Then you got to give up some picks, baby, if you want that guy.
Who's paying Bridgewater $31 million?
That's, I don't know. I read articles. Everybody said it's $30 million.
No.
Okay. Who do you think is going to actually pay that money?
Nobody.
Somebody.
Teddy Bridgewater at $18 million? I'm in.
I don't even think it's going to take 18. I think you're looking at something closer to maybe a $15 million a year deal will get it done for Teddy Bridgewater.
Would you pay multiple Bridgewater years, or Tannehill more?
If you give him multiple years.
Right? Serious question. Would you pay Bridgewater or Tannehill more?
I pay Tannehill more.
They're in a neighborhood of potentially tagging Tannehill, which is not going to happen. They're trying to negotiate. Ryan Tannehill is going to be north of 21. $21 million. That's going to be his market. They said Teddy was above him.
Who would you... See, I don't think that's right.
I agree. I mean, I think Bridgewater should be worth more than Tannehill. I think he's got better upside.
Now, let me tell you something. In terms of a market for quarterbacks, Teddy Bridgewater was the best free agent option available last year, and he was off the board quick. March 14th last year, he signed with the Saints, that one-year deal. did not take long. They figured out a way to have him there, and he is not going to be an option for long. If you're really thinking Teddy Bridgewater, that's fine. Number one, it's not going to be anywhere near $30 million. I don't think it's going to be 20. I think it's going to be more like 15. If you're doing multiple years. But more importantly, Zoe, what makes anyone think that Bill Belichick wants to bring in a veteran quarterback and have him be the starter when that has been in direct opposition to everything that they've done on this team for 20 years?
That's another reason I say no. I think they would rather roll with Stidham, maybe get another guy get a veteran as a backup.
Yes, so one of their own guys. You want to have someone here as a backup who is a veteran, fine. Someone who leaves and then comes back, Castle, Hoyer, hey, throw your hat in the ring. Yeah. You know?
Let's go. Zero out slot, ride 34 on one. Ready? Let's go.
You're going to have to run the practice squad.
Five cards. Just hold the cards up.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't think that's what Bill Belichick wants to do. He probably sees a lot to like in Teddy Bridgewater. He probably sees a lot of bad mistakes that have been.
I don't even think he looks at Bridgewater. I think there's zero interest in Bridgewater.
All right. Now, some of the other places around the country are talking.
Oh, we're real quick here. Hold on. Sorry to interrupt you. Just one of my longtime memory, goes off. There was a man that was infatuated with Teddy Bridgewater back in the day when he worked for the Patriots. Called me, said he was so excited to go work this kid out. Went to the workout, blew doors off. Loved the kid. He's not here anymore. The guy works for the Patriots. He works for the Titans. John Robinson, the GM. I wonder if Bridgewater to Tennessee, and nobody's talking about that. If you're in at 20, I'd go after Teddy for 20 than Tannehill. Let's keep an eye on that one.
Are you convinced, though, that Bridgewater's
an upgrade? John Robinson was blown away by Bridgewater.
Okay, John Robinson is. Has everyone else convinced that Bridgewater's an upgrade from Tannehill?
I think he is.
They did pretty well with Tannehill last year. What?
The back ran all over him.
Yeah. Man. He made one throw. He made that third down throw. That was it in that game.
Oh, terrible.
All right. Well, around the country, there's, talk about what to do with quarterbacks and guys who are already in place, whether you're talking about, Tannehill with Tennessee, or in the case of San Francisco, Jimmy Garoppolo is there. So their sports talk guys are bringing in experts to talk about what they think people are thinking, getting advice on what to do with Jimmy Garoppolo out in San Francisco. This is what happened on a station out in San Fran yesterday.
I think it's simple, guys. I think I'd keep Jimmy Garoppolo. I really would. And I like Jimmy, and I know there's been some stuff said about me where Jimmy wasn't great in practice here. This was early in his career here where I said that stuff where things weren't great. He was throwing picks in practice, but damn, when we would get to the games and the lights would come on, Jimmy off the back foot spinning it and throwing it into the tight holes. You guys have seen it out there. There's a high-end ceiling with him and his age. I just don't know if you want to jeopardize all that, the culture and a locker room, as opposed to bring in who I think is the greatest guy to ever play the game.
So just because you know Jimmy so well, so you would not, if you were the 49ers, you would certainly not make the swap Brady for Garoppolo.
I keep Jimmy halfway through that third quarter. He's the MVP at that Super Bowl. And I know Shanahan has talked about it. Lynch has talked about it. Jimmy's a guy. And, he's young. He's only had a year of football. When you look at it in totality, he's played less games than Baker Mayfield. I wish they would just come out here recently and just say, he's our guy.
Scott Zolak, ladies and gentlemen.
Love that move.
On a long-distance telephone call, cross-continent telephone call, calling into that San Francisco radio station yesterday.
Trojan horse right there. Keep him. You don't want Brady. Absolutely not.
So you were asked, do they go after Brady or keep Garoppolo?
I don't know if they go after Brady. I think Brady's trying to get the interest of them to come after him.
No. They asked you, what would you do? You said, I would keep Jimmy over going after Brady.
I would take
Garoppolo over Brady with the 49ers.
If I'm them in their situation, yes.
With what? A better team around him and a better supporting cast?
Keep getting more
with Jimmy?
I think long-term they can win more with Jimmy. Long-term. I look at Jimmy as a franchise quarterback. We did the list, right? He ranked somewhere in our top 10. Those are franchise quarterbacks, top 10 quarterbacks in this league.
So Brady ranks below that then?
No. Tom still.
I think you would take Jimmy over.
No, in a perfect scenario, I think Tom's a top five guy with right people around him.
What about the Niners? Would that be a perfect scenario?
It'd be great.
But you wouldn't do it?
Not for 2 years. And then you're pressing a reset button in 2 years. And here's another problem.
Okay, just so we're clear. Yeah, so you agree with me. Would be foolish for the 49ers to cut Garoppolo loose to get Brady in there for 2 years.
Just from the team building aspect alone. And let's just remove the two players. I know it's easy to sit here and say, okay, swap the two players out and boom, done. Jimmy's been out there now, hurt himself, rehabbed, proved he could fight back, go out there and play at a high level. Friends with Kittle. Kittle loves him. The whole team loves him. He's one of those guys that are all in that 25, 26, 27-year age range, that core unit of that team that probably loves Jimmy. Yeah, looks good, always having fun. He's one of us, man. You yank him out of there and try and bring in an older guy, as good as Brady is, you know, it's from a culture switch. I just think you paid the guy the money. Yeah, you pulled off the trade. Nobody's ever going to give you a trade like that again. You keep it.
So same goes for Tannehill then, right? They all love him. They don't want him to leave. They've all come out publicly and said they want him, right? He led him to the AFC Championship game.
No. Yeah,
where are Brady's options? Where can Brady go?
A.J. Brown said it would be really nice to play with Tom Brady, though. Who wouldn't want to play with Tom Brady? So, not everybody, Jim.
Not everyone. Here's what we've got. An imposter and a scam. Dastardly. Hayden Hurst was scammed by somebody posing as someone else. We'll tell you who that person posed as, what he was scammed out of after this quick break here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock.
Met this little girly, her hair was kind of curly. I went to her house to bust it out. I had to leave her early.
All right. It's Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. There's shenanigans afoot.
What?
Baltimore Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst.
Yep.
Was asked to donate some charity gear, which he was happy to do for a good cause and a good guy, only to find out that the stuff ended up online resold by a person impersonating this person who asked for the gear. If you were going to impersonate someone and ask Hayden Hurst for gear to autograph for charity, who would you pose as?
A Raven fan.
Just a Raven fan asking for gear.
Hey, I'm a dealer. Here, I'm standing here in a fleece shirt.
A person he believed to be former professional baseball player, Tim Lincecum. According to TMZ.
Maybe it was the kid from the movie Can't Hardly Wait.
I never saw that.
Am I thinking right?
Thinking of Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused. Okay. Jesus Christmas.
Hurst had been contacted by a verified Twitter account he believed to be Lincecum's. He sent two jerseys to contribute to the charitable endeavor before realizing he'd been duped. The imposter is a 25-year-old Pennsylvania man, Michael Daly, who allegedly confirmed the ruse when authorities tracked him down following an investigation. He's been charged with identity theft, theft by deception, and unlawful use of a computer.
So he thought he was sending them to Lincecum.
Yes.
As a fundraiser.
Yes.
Well, who alerted him to this not being kosher?
when the gear was on, found online being resold.
Huh.
And again, nothing for nothing, the Hayden in-game used jersey. What does that go for?
$80
$165 Oh, Hayden Hurst looks like Edge. WWE.
Now, Zoe, this may seem silly that somebody out of all the people you could pretend to be, why choose Tim Lincecum? I had someone who impersonated me once.
Really?
The saddest impersonation story you've ever heard. It was when I lived in Las Vegas. I was working nights on a rock station, X1075 Extreme Radio. I got a call from somebody at TGI Fridays. Say, hey, man, can you play a song for us? You know, we hooked you up the other night. I said, what? I said, yeah, you were in here, you know? You got, you know, that that cookie brownie? You know, we hooked you up?
Yeah.
How about playing some Static X? I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking
about? Somebody was in here and said they were Hardy from Extreme Radio and like asked us for a free dessert and we gave it to him. So then it goes on.
Hey, music boy.
Then I get a phone call on the request line one day. Hello?
Hey, DJ, please.
Hey, baby, it's me. Hey, baby. This girl starts talking like, what are you doing? I'm like, who is this? She says who it is. She's like, come on, who is this? And we're back and forth. Done. She starts emailing me. She's like, why are you acting like that? Who's answering your phone?
Oh,
there was
God.
Another guy who was out there and actually started dating a girl, saying it was Hardy from Extreme Radio. Now, there you go. Yeah, they wanted to hear Static X. Push it. There are several issues with this. Number one, walk around Las Vegas and say you're Hardy from Extreme Radio, the night guy on the alternative station. 99 out of 100 people would say, who? And the last person would say, I've heard of the radio station. Who's that? The night guy.
What if she was calling to say she's pregnant?
Nobody knows. This woman I emailed back and forth with said, oh, okay, hold on a second. I remember you told me that the interns answered the phones. That guy didn't know what was going on. So I started emailing back. I'm like, this is really me. I don't know who would do this. You know, what's going on? And she starts telling me what this other guy is saying. Oh, that's just an intern that returns my email for me, you know, because we're so busy. I'm like, trust me, I'm not busy. It's me alone in a studio for 5 hours a night, answering my own phones, returning the 2 emails that I get. It is not a tough job. We don't have a staff. I'm literally the only one in the
building.
That's
awesome.
I'm literally the only one here. This guy, in his wildest imagination, I'm going to go around town and try and get free stuff. What's the greatest thing I could... Tell him you're Siegfried and Roy's nephew, right?
Yeah.
Visiting from Austria.
Pool boy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him you're the pool boy, right?
Hello. Come in.
Tell him you fixed the sprinkler heads at the bottom of the Bellagio fountain. That will get you way more going around town than saying you were me. But this is what this is his grand plan, to go around town. And from what I could tell, he got one free dessert out of TGI Fridays. He went out with this girl a little bit. And then it stopped being funny when I got a call from a bank verifying employment. We want to make sure this, you know, in here for a loan, you're in here for a loan and verifying employment. I'm like, okay, well, now an end has to be put to it. So,
did you ever get a picture of the girl?
No, I got a picture of the guy, though. She sent me a picture of what the guy looked like.
Thoughts?
Not complimentary on that front either. Looked like a bit of a tweaker.
Has anybody ever asked you if you're Fred Toucher?
That's... So as wacky as it may seem that someone would claim to be Tim Lincecum, I got that way beat. I got somebody even sadder than that.
McCone, somebody sent me a picture the other day and said I look like Paul Harvey from back in the day.
Yes.
Like my doppelganger.
This is Paul Harvey.
Hello. Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
McCone has no idea
I have no clue who he was. I'm looking him up now.
What?
No, never heard of him in my life.
Page 2.
Literally a newsman that would read the news off the painting. He would always sign off with, good day.
Good day. And stories, like interesting stories, you know, little slices of life here and there. But then he would start reading a live commercial and you had no idea. And he would say, you know, he would say, page 2, there's something coming to streets this fall. The word, I remember this. You drive one. This first time I ever heard of this new truck that was coming out from GMC.
Chevy Tahoe.
Yes. He said Tahoe. Remember the word?
Wow. Tahoe. You do a good Paul Harvey. Wow.
But that was him, man. He was awesome. Jesus. All right. Coming up 90 seconds away. We're going to get back to the Bruins win last night. You got a hockey team. You got a first-place hockey team that's playing like a first-place hockey team. It's looking like they're still on their same course for the playoffs, but how do you feel about them after last night? You also have a Celtics team that clinched their spot in the playoffs last night. How do you feel about them as they head into the playoffs? Both teams won last night. Very different feelings for these two teams, both headed to the postseason after both teams won last night. A little bit later on, also, we got to get the inside scoop from Tim McCone in terms of what's happening in the newsrooms around this region during this coronavirus outbreak. So we have that to get to. Brad Stevens will join us at 12:50. We got a busy hour coming up right after McCone's Hub Headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bergeron shoots, he scores from long range. Bergeron may have used the D as a screen, and he rips it inside the top far corner. 2-0 Bruins.
Bruins looking pretty good last night. Bergeron with the game insurance goal there, not the winner, as they got a 2-0 win over Philadelphia last night. Good team playing well, win streak. Didn't bother the Bruins, despite having lost to the Lightning, team that they're most likely going to face. Collision course, second round of the playoffs. They've got everything cooking right now. They're firing on all cylinders. Bruins looking very good last night, Zoe.
Yeah, they were.
And, I mean, nothing to indicate that anything is not going their way right now. So, Maybe Nick Ritchie hasn't done enough. I think he's been a nice addition to the squad.
McAvoy's turned some things around.
Thank you.
His numbers last couple games.
Right.
But I mean, the bigger part and the bigger story of when you get into the playoffs and you start settling down and you're getting all your ducks in order, how's your goalie playing? That's a good rebound game right there. Bounce back game from Rask. Told you after the game Saturday, bad day. We can do those come. I'll be ready to go next time. And he was. And that's a good sign for this team moving forward. Rask was damn good last night.
So now it's coming down to, once again, you're going to find Bruins fans and people watching the team in two camps. Those who trust Tuukka Rask in the postseason, the way the team is playing right now and the way that he has played for huge chunks of regular seasons now and in the past, what happens in the postseason? Now, people are all too quick to look past how he played for the majority of the last postseason. They look at a couple of goals they didn't like and that unfortunately came in big spots and point to that and say, see, he can't do it. You can't win with him. He doesn't have the makeup to win it all for you at the end. And wasn't all on him. Well, his top line went AWOL for a good chunk of the postseason last year. And you had breakdowns, too, not just from scoring from that top line. Well, you won't even get to Brad Marchand deciding to make a change when a guy is entering there, when the guy from St. Louis is coming into your zone. You decide now's a good time to get off let him go in unencumbered.
And you remember a couple of years where Tuukka got nicked up or he had the groin and it just wasn't the same. And it's good to know that you got a guy in Halak that, say something does happen injury-wise, or that, you know, say he takes a whack to the head like he did a couple games ago. And, okay, something's back here. I need to go in concussion thing. That you got a guy like Halak that you can trust. That's the best thing for this team going forward.
Yeah.
I think we're not talking about flipping them. I mean, Billy put that to rest, too, with us.
Well, if nothing else, you got a guy who can absolutely keep this team together and keep them playing well and keep the rhythm going for the other lines and for the defensemen if Tuukka is going to get his rest before the playoffs begin. Everything seems to be turning their way. I love how the Bruins looked last night, how they look right now, and how things look as they get ready to go into the postseason. The Celtics also got a win last night, and they got a win over a pretty good Indiana Pacers team. And they've got some weapons on that Pacers team.
Yeah, Stevens likes the Pacers. Remember last time they played the Pacers? Like, you guys don't sleep on this Pacers team. They're pretty damn good.
Yeah. I mean, Oladipo's legit. That's a good team. But you were up on them 19 in the fourth quarter last night, and you allowed them to come back and take the lead in a game by allowing them to go on a 20-2 run.
So is that coaching and rotations? Or is it, well, we're not working hard enough at this at practices. We're not talking through this enough at film sessions or walkthroughs or whatever the hell they do. Because you just don't forget how to do that as a player. Like, you're up that big. Okay, so you got to call timeout and do something. You got to make adjustments. And maybe he doesn't believe in certain rotations. Maybe that's the biggest part of it, of putting certain guys in. You know? Are you going to put Enes Kanter in? Bad defense? Or, I mean, you know, like, he's like, well, I can't put shooters in. Danny didn't get many shooters. We're waiting for Kemba to get healthy, waiting for, you know, Jaylen Brown to get healthy. God forbid Tatum gets nicked. I guarantee you Hayward will have something else pop up before the end of the year.
Like, unfortunately, yeah, I don't think it's because of,
I mean,
he's
we keep talking about health,
else,
too. I don't know if this team will be fully 100% healthy at the same time ever.
That's issue number one. And issue number two, all the guys you just mentioned, with the exception of Jason Tatum, Zoe, I wonder if any one of those guys believes in themselves enough. I tell you, the two guys who do, there's Jason one. Tatum and Marcus Smart.
That's it.
They believe in themselves enough to take things into their own hands at the end of a game. And I love Marcus Smart. And just when you think you don't want him to do it, he's the guy that will sink a big three after he's missed two in a row and you know, steal some wins for you. But I'll take that. As long as there are two or three other guys who have a little better shooting touch and a little more, I guess, confidence in their game. And right now, it's only Jason Tatum. I mean, how does Gordon Hayward not feel comfortable being out there and trying to take a game over in the closing seconds? You know, we want to see that from Jaylen Brown, and people will argue. There were people arguing that he was the better of the two between him and Tatum up until Tatum had this year. But is it only injuries? And if Kemba Walker is going to be a facilitator out there, that's fine, but he's better than that. He doesn't just have to be the facilitator guy. You should have three other guys out there who are feeling good enough about themselves and their game to where this shouldn't be an issue at the end of games. And yet it continues to be an issue. Even in games that they win, close games at the end, I did not feel great about that last night. No. Steven said it was good to have it happen to them. They got a lot of games left, and they're still on their ascension, and they still need to get better before the postseason begins. So he was happy that they blew the lead last night, but still held on to win. I understand what he's saying. Experience that. Know what that feels like. Hopefully you don't like it. You don't like putting yourselves in that position where it has to happen right again. And I got to tell you, if it were to happen again, are you going to rely on Marcus Smart and his bank shot?
No.
And his two free throws?
No.
To seal victory for you?
No.
Doesn't seem like a great recipe.
So hold on to Lynn. Let's go to Richie and Lynn. What do you got, Richie?
Oh.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What do you got on Celtics?
Yeah, pretty much right now, the last couple of years, Brad Stevens is getting pretty much just being a scapegoat. He's not getting put as the guy that's making all the problems right now with this team. They have the talent. They were able to win a certain amount of games. It comes to a certain point where you need your head coach to be that guy that gets everyone together to get you over that hump. And I feel like he's not getting enough criticism that he is the problem. His rotations have to be off. This bench, yeah, the bench was good last year. Now the bench is not good this year. So you've seen what pros and cons of the Celtics, both good and bad. And he can't fix it. He cannot fix it whatsoever. And he's getting no criticism whatsoever. I really think it's time to get a coaching change.
Well, stop that now, Rich. Come on. And thanks for the call. But you can question timeouts, not taking timeouts. Going back to what the hell game was that? Was it the Brooklyn game? The big collapse. Well, that thing was over. There was one. I can't remember which game. Right at the end. And Stevens maybe.
Talking about OKC.
Okay, yeah.
The Thunder.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Like, that's the type of stuff I think you could question. Because I think once they get into a series in the playoffs, that's where you ain't getting rid of this coach. This guy's as good as any adapting game to game to game. You know what happened? what happened in Milwaukee last year. Remember that? Did adapt well there. That's just a pure talent thing. Right now, I think they're struggling to get a real lineup together for him so he could do his stuff. You know?
The lineup is what it is.
It's not going to change. There's no new bodies coming through the door. It's after March 1st.
Of course
not. You're not signing anybody off expiring. You're not doing that.
So when we talk to Brad Stevens coming up here at 12:50, we're going to have to ask him, how does this ascension work? You know, you talked about the ascension for this team in the remainder of the regular season going into the postseason. Who and what needs to get better? And are we approaching the point where it's too late for that? Oh, you can always get better. You can always improve. Okay, but really, how much is going to change with this team and the way you play between now and then that will make a difference in the postseason? Because when I watch last night and I watch what happened against Oklahoma City, Houston's a good team. I didn't think it was bad to take a loss against them. But when it comes right around the same time, you blow that game against Brooklyn and you lose another tight one and you blow a lead like you did last night, it makes me wonder if you've really got the inherent talent and everything in place and the confidence that it's going to take to win these games in the postseason. That's what I wonder. Zoe, do you want to talk about the proposed rule changes in the NFL? We skipped past that. We were going to try and get to it.
Yeah, we got
to
touch on it
earlier. Okay. We'll get to that. We also have to find out what's happening in McCone's newsroom down in Providence as the coronavirus.
How many people actually work there? Come on. McCone.
A lot.
You know how TV is.
Some stations they only have like three or four there on the floor at one time.
I bet there's 25 people in there for your show.
Yeah, something like that. There's a fair.
Do you have a parking lot, like a metered parking lot?
No. No. Everyone has to park out on the side of the street.
No, do you have like
on street parking?
Lot?
We don't have a protected lot, but
like,
that's
say I didn't like something you saw in the news. I can come down there and find you.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue, honestly. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. We're protected.
You're probably happy you brought it up.
I find you.
I could see someone impersonating Tim McCone, acting as a Tim McCone imposter, trying to go around town, get
a couple free desserts out of it.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know how you bring that up casually at the TGI Fridays. That's my question. Like, how do you slip that in and drop that into conversation?
Well, you do two things. Well, A, it's a birthday. Like, they'll give you a free one.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, impersonate Hardy.
Proposed rule changes in the NFL. There's one or two not bad. There's a couple I absolutely hate and a couple I don't understand. So you're going to have to explain them to me, Zoe, coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bergeron shoots, he scores from long range. Bergeron may have used the D as a screen, and he rips it inside the top far corner. 2-0 Bruins.
Bruins looking pretty good last night. Bergeron with the game insurance goal there, not the winner, as they got a 2-0 win over Philadelphia last night. Good team playing well, win streak. Didn't bother the Bruins, despite having lost to the Lightning, team that they're most likely going to face. Collision course, second round of the playoffs. They've got everything cooking right now. They're firing on all cylinders. Bruins looking very good last night, Zoe.
Yeah, they were.
And, I mean, nothing to indicate that anything is not going their way right now. So, Maybe Nick Ritchie hasn't done enough. I think he's been a nice addition to the squad.
McAvoy's turned some things around.
Thank you.
His numbers last couple games.
Right.
But I mean, the bigger part and the bigger story of when you get into the playoffs and you start settling down and you're getting all your ducks in order, how's your goalie playing? That's a good rebound game right there. Bounce back game from Rask. Told you after the game Saturday, yeah, man, bad day. What are you going to do? Those come. I'll be ready to go next time. And he was. And that's a good sign for this team moving forward. Rask was damn good last night.
So now it's coming down to, once again, you're going to find Bruins fans and people watching the team in two camps. Those who trust Tuukka Rask in the postseason, the way the team is playing right now and the way that he has played for huge chunks of regular seasons.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.